540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee leaders have made another move to limit how much the city takes part in federal immigration enforcement. A common council committee voted yesterday to ban ICE from using city-owned property. One alder says the city attorney's office reviewed the plan and found it legally sound. The measure is part of a larger ICE Out Milwaukee package that also takes a stance on certain ICE actions, but does stop short of making Milwaukee a sanctuary city. Firefighters blocked off part of North Prospect last night after smoke was pouring from a high-rise. Crews got there at around 8:45 and quickly found no flames inside. Fire officials say it was all smoke and no heat and that everyone was okay. The building was not evacuated, but several people decided to leave on their own. Get ready for rough weather in southeastern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service is warning about strong storms tonight before cold air brings in ice and maybe snow tomorrow morning. Expect the worst from 4 to 7 tonight. We'll break in if anything major happens. Storms will ease after midnight, but that wintry mix could mess up your early morning commute tomorrow. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The MPS board approved a budget last night that cuts over 260 non-teaching positions in an effort to close a $46 million gap. Superintendent Brenda Casilia says the move spares classrooms as much as possible by targeting open positions and support roles like assistant principals and interventionists. Some staffers warned yesterday it'll hurt student safety, academics, and morale. The district says they do plan to reassign some of those cut to teaching jobs. Notices will start going out March 24th. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin jumped almost a quarter in the past week. Prices are now averaging $2.76 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's 23.2 cents higher than last week and 26.5 cents higher than a month ago. Meanwhile, the national price of gas rose 5.6 cents to $2.94 a gallon. Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan, said markets will begin reacting to this weekend's U.S.-Iran attacks, which may cause immediate supply disruptions along with elevated geopolitical risk premiums. He predicts the national price of a gallon of gas will rise above the $3 mark for the first time this year. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, three more Wisconsin sheriffs from Dunn, Green Lake, and Walworth counties have signed deals to help ICE enforce immigration laws. This brings the total to 19 of 72 counties working with federal agents through the 287G program. Immigrant rights groups warn that the program scares people from reporting crimes and pulls local cops away from community needs. A bill proposing roadside drug testing in Wisconsin is sparking a debate over public safety. The proposal would allow law enforcement officers to use roadside oral fluid testing in suspected drug-impaired driving cases. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said deputies are encountering more cases involving drugs, including prescription medications, in addition to alcohol. Meanwhile, Milwaukee defense attorney Andrew Mishlov says expanding roadside testing raises constitutional questions because bodily samples are considered searches. The proposal is still in the early stages of the legislative process. Farmers prepping to spread manure should check the runoff risk. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
With warmer weather on the horizon, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the tool is meant to help farmers and anyone else applying manure to their fields with up-to-date information on weather and soil conditions to reduce the risk of manure runoff ending up in nearby waterways. It's updated multiple times each day and covers the state in roughly 1.5 square mile grids. A report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes last year found that 90% of the nitrate contamination in the state is caused by agricultural runoff with things like manure, fertilizers, and other bio-waste. Nitrate exposure is linked to a number of negative health concerns, including cancer, and can contribute to toxic algae blooms in waterways. Residents can access the Runoff Risk Advisory Forecast at runoffriskadvisory.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
High school juniors interested in learning more about agriculture in the Badger State now have a new opportunity. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is taking applications for its Youth Council through March 31st. The group meets monthly during the school year to speak with ag leaders, explore careers, and share ideas. 15 students will be selected from across the state. Interested students can apply online at agyouthcouncil.wi.gov. Wisconsin goes up a notch on a list ranking the state and local tax burden for residents. Wisconsin now ranks 34th in the nation, up one spot from last year's ranking of 35th. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says taxes took up about 9.8% of personal income. That's a little less than a year before. The report also shows that the state's tax share is still about a percentage point below the national average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released a Wisconsin food waste evaluation report. Civic Media's Melissa Kay breaks it down for us.
It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going to landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can find more information on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay.
Getting your degree in 3 years could be a possibility in the UW system. The Board of Regents considered revisions to a policy last week that would allow campuses to create bachelor's degrees that can be completed in 3 years. These degrees would typically require 90 credits instead of the standard 120 credits. These three-year programs are on the rise nationwide. The State Journal reports that the Board of Regents will vote on the policy at a future meeting. Only one four-year university in Wisconsin currently offers a reduced credit degree program. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks at home tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks, in need of a win, host the Phoenix Suns. I asked Giannis what's the most important thing they must do to get off to a good start tonight.
Move the ball, get good shots, just keep that good rhythm, good energy in the first 6 minutes. And defensively, no, don't trade basket. No easy one, no easy looks. Like, we don't get easy looks offensively, so don't give them no easy looks either.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers head to Chicago for the Big Ten tournament. They'll play on Thursday. The Badgers now ranked 23rd in the nation after beating number 15th ranked Purdue over the weekend. NFL free agency. Packers linebacker Quay Walker headed to Las Vegas to sign a 3-year contract with the Raiders. $40 million, $28 million guaranteed. He talked to us after the Packers were one and done in the playoffs against the Bears.
We didn't execute, and that's been a problem for us. Honestly, just finish a game, putting guys away. Even before I got here, I feel like that's always been a part of this organization.
That's Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a system that's going to roll through, bringing a chance of scattered strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight. We could end up with a quarter to a half inch or more of rain, and then rain will mix with and change over to snow for a little while tomorrow. Today's high 44, rain and thunderstorms by this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.